neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The case that one needs help as far as to load or unload his donkey. So this matter has been brought in two different parashiyot, Parashat Mishpatim and Parashat Ki Tetzeh. So now here Gemara discusses that the case could be to load or unload. So which is more severe, to load the donkey or unload the donkey?
To load is harder.
No, which is more urgent? Which one you periqa or? Yeah. Say? Why?
It puts, while the donkey is carrying it, it puts extra.
And sar bal chayt. So that means to unload is more crucial that you have to take care of it right away. So the scenario as follows. So if your friend needs to unload his donkey, and you have somebody that you have a little friction with, he doesn't like you, God forbid, or you don't like him, God forbid, and he needs to load the donkey. So the question is, which one you need to do? You want me to repeat it?
Unload.
You have a friend that needs to unload his donkey.
And you don't like him?
I'm sorry? No, the friend usually you like. Yeah. So there's one that is not your friend anymore. So he needs to load his donkey. So, for example, you have a flat tire that your friend needs to be taken care of, or your not friend needs, let's say, to wash his car, something like that.
You do the thing that brings.
No. As far as direct command from the Torah, which one is obligation to do? We just said, no?
The one you have uploaded, you gotta help first.
No. Focus on the donkey. The donkey needs to be loaded or unloaded. So you just told me which is more crucial to do?
To unload.
So the unload case is with your friend. So now, which one you need to do? No, the direct command is that you have to get the donkey out of his pain. You have to save him. Because the donkey says, Ana Hashem Oshiyana.
So what's the question?
So which one you have to? One, two. Which one you pick?
Two.
One that you have to unload.
The other one.
Unload?
Yes. No, help him load.
Yeah.
Help him load.
The unload is your friend.
It's first.
First, yeah. So that one you do second. That one you do second. Yeah, you're right. So now, and the other one that is not really the direct command from the Torah, you have to do first. Why? Because Torah is teaching us, even though that this one is not crucial, it's not urgent, but you're commanded to help your enemy. Why? Because this way you be able to get rid of your friction that you have with him. Something. So that means Hotamshi is commanding us that people sometimes feel, what is it to do? He doesn't like me, he did something that he hurt me, right? It's impossible. So the scenario is till today, people they have time gap from year 2, 10, 20, 15 years that they don't talk to each other. Here's what Moshe is teaching us. Go help the mitzvah that is not required. It's not mandatory. Why? Because this way when you help him, then you become soft. he becomes soft. So, oh, say he can't help me. So then you'll be able to patch up the broken relationship that you have with him. So here's how Tosh is teaching us. So many times, you say, he did this to me, he was like this, he didn't take care of me, he didn't call me, he didn't ask me. It's a very interesting midrash. When Yosef's brothers, they came to Mitzrayim, right? So now he hold one of him. Which one he took?
Shimon.
Why did he take the Shimon? Why? Why he picked Shimon?
Because it was the strongest.
Because the one that pushed him in the pit, it was who?
Shimon.
Isn't that something? He took the Shimon, and right after the brothers left, he sat and chat with him, with Shimon. Why? Because here, Tosafos is teaching us, many times you say, okay, you know, fine. You know, I forgive him. Okay. You know what he's saying? You know what he's saying? He's lying. You know what he's saying? What he's saying?
He's lying.
He's lying. There is no such a thing. There's no such a thing. Because when you have a hurt feeling towards somebody, till you don't sit down and you have some type of activity with one another, you never ever forgive him. So that's why here Tosafos is teaching us that Yosef and Tzadik, you know what it is? Your brother pushes you in the board? You know what it is? So he took him. Why? Not that he hated him. He wanted to get the hurt feeling out of his system. And that's why he has what Tosafos is telling us, when the chamor of your enemy, even though you're not obligated to help him, but you have to help him. Why? It's not because of the chamor. It's because of what? Because you both became like a chamor. That's a real chamor. And by helping him, then he goes away. And that works. That works. Why? Because every chesed that you do toward another Yehudi, it cleans you. Every chesed that you do, it deletes all these nonsense things in your system. But till you don't do it, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And that's what exactly the beautiful lesson here is. That Yehudi should understand, especially this time of the year, that you have to grab all these netzotzei, the sparks of frictions, and fill it up with chesed, fill it up with contact, sit, work it out, do something. Then it will be out of your system. But till you don't do that, it's not going to work. And this is such a powerful lesson that it can save us from many gezerot. And you don't need to eat so much carrots and this and that. And selek. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomone shomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.